Welcome to this week's episode. Today we're going to talk about starting something new. All of us have something that we secretively or openly really like to try. And it could be as simple as becoming a better chef, trying a sport, some type of travel. Maybe it's larger. Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's changing your career. Maybe it's, you know, going on a world cruise. It doesn't matter though. Something stands in the way of us moving forward into our dreams, into the things that matter to us. Today's episode is all about how to start something new. So I'm going to read a little quick quote that I love here. Inner freedom from the practical desire, the release from action and suffering. It comes from T.S. Eliot, one of my favorite poems, Four Quartets. I mean, I want that. Don't you? Inner freedom from practical desire, the release from action and suffering. It sounds amazing, but how do you find that inner freedom? How do you find that space within yourself so that you can do what you want to do, have the space and the calmness within inside of you? The problem is that our minds have been hijacked by upbringing and culture. I'm a yoga teacher. I meditated, and yet I wasn't living from my authentic voice. Why? What was missing? Meditation is an incredible practice. It stills the mind. It allows the endless chattering to quiet for a few moments, and yet that still didn't do it. What was missing was the realization that the thoughts in my head, the very thoughts that I was thinking, the ones that were sabotaging my life. It was wonderful to have them quiet for moments with meditation or yoga practices. But until I realized that the voice in my head couldn't be trusted, the one that sounds like me, talks like me, uses my cadence, my voice, my rhythm, my vocabulary, couldn't be trusted all of the time. Until I had that realization, I couldn't step into anything that mattered to me because the voice of the saboteur, fear, all of those things would speak up and I believed them to be true. My mind would debate, discuss, ponder, worry, criticize, and the list goes on. And in my head, I believed that these voices, these things that I was saying was my true inner values, my beliefs, my real views of the world. I didn't realize that I had been hijacked by culture, by family, friends, all of these voices because they sounded like my own. So how do you distinguish between the voice in your head that sounds like you and your own true voice? It's so simple. It's the feeling within you has to match the voices in your head. When I have something I want to do and I have voices in my head telling me 20 different things. No, you shouldn't. You're not going to succeed. You may fail. You're not good enough. What are other people going to think? Those voices cause anxiety, stress, discomfort in my body. When I think about something I love, something I want to do, I feel an uplifting kind of sense. I want to move towards it. And despite my mind telling me I shouldn't for a bunch of reasons, when I have that sensation in my body, I know I'm on the right track. And it's that simple. That's a yes. Now fear sometimes shows up, and that is the part that really throws a wrench in the whole system. Because even though I might feel uplifted, we feel a little afraid of what we haven't done because we don't know what we're doing. We're a little uncertain, but that's okay. That's when you just have to make friends with fear, get comfortable with the discomfort of having something new in your life, and have fun with that. Don't try to change it. Let the fear sit there. As long as you feel uplifted, you're moving in the right direction. So it really was that simple. It's very simple, but it takes practice because you're strengthening that process. So how did I finally break free? I started with a dream, anything, a big dream, a small dream, anything at all. I allowed fear to come in. And I just said hi to it. I welcomed it into my life. And then I took action into that. And what I mean by action isn't getting a $50,000 loan and starting a business. It's if you want to be a painter, buy a paintbrush. If you want a better relationship, say something nice to the person you're with today. If you want to be an actor, take a single class. If you want to write a book, buy a computer or just start typing something, anything. If you want to open a business, before you even consider getting a loan or doing anything, open Excel, start planning, look at the financial models. We think about everything in these big terms, but we don't practice the little steps that get us there. As you take those little steps, your life is a feedback loop. Say you think you want to open a business and you start writing an Excel spreadsheet and you have no interest. You don't want to think about your business model. You don't want to think about how many clients it would take to break even or what it is to get the revenue to match the expenses. Guess what? Probably opening a business isn't the right move for you, or you may need a business partner who's willing to do that piece. If you go to the paint store and you buy paintbrushes and you think you want to add painting in your life and yet you never pick up the brush again, this is information. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not right. It's not wrong. You haven't done anything that you need to get over. People think I bought a paintbrush and now I have to paint, and what's wrong with me that I'm not painting? But that's not the answer. The answer is you think you want to try something. You've tried it and now you know. In fact, you're not that excited about painting. I thought I wanted to be a great chef. I love to cook. But when I sign up for classes, I don't really want to go. I just like to cook on the weekends. I'm a weekend chef. I'm not going to be a professional next level chef. And that's okay. But when I started writing, I kept writing and I wanted to keep writing. That tells me that there's something there. You want to find out who you are? You have to flip the problem. We work upside down. When I thought about what I wanted, I looked into my mind and I thought about the messages my mind were telling me from culture and upbringing. And then I went out into the world and I quickly started trying to execute big things, and the whole thing would fall apart over and over. And I can't tell you how many clients I would talk to who are doing this model upside down. The solution is simple. Start with that gut feeling. What do you love? Learn how to find it and trust it. Then the problem of running into fear is a simple one. It's going to show up, but the presence of fear doesn't mean you're on the wrong track. Hopefully this episode was helpful to you. If you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes, subscribe. And if this is something that's exciting you, I have a new course, emotionalworkouts.com, filled with 35 different high power impact solutions just like this one, with workouts and downloadable iconographics, all sorts of things, a community of people working together to get their minds in shape. Thank you so much for listening.